Summer Lyric Theater is gearing up for a preseason concert, a tribute to one of the country's most successful composers. Bernstein at 100 features music from Leonard Bernstein's stage works. Summer Lyric Theater Artistic Director Michael McKelvey is here. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Leonard Bernstein was a pianist and prolific composer with a wide range of works. How did you go about choosing the music for this centennial tribute?
What we do is classic musical theater at Summer Lyric, and we have done all of Bernstein's musical theater works. So we started with West Side Story, of course, his most famous work, but then we looked at On the Town, Wonderful Town, Peter Pan, his version's different than the one that gets toured, and then also his show 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, which not a lot of people know. And then we started to dig into other works that are considered stage works, like The Mass, or Mass, which is this gigantic work some cities are doing around the country. We went back to some of his operatic work, and of course Candide sticks out because a lot of people consider it an opera, some an operetta, some a musical. And then also Trouble in Tahiti, which is a one-act opera he wrote that has fantastic music in it. There was a plethora of music to choose from.
Yeah.
So it was just picking the pieces that we felt would go best in one evening of music.
And what will we hear in that evening?
Well, you're going to hear, first of all, some great performers. We have Liz Argus will be with us, Melissa Marshall, Leslie Castay, John Michael Haas, just to name a few. We have a chorus of about 60 people.
Wow.
Yeah, it's tremendous. And an orchestra of about 20 made up of mainly members from the LPO. The show's going to be conducted by Maestro Leonard Raybon, who we love at Summer Lyric. And I staged the work with Jhené Buisson. We're going to hear great songs like Somewhere, The Balcony Scene, Cool from West Side Story, Glitter and Be Gay, the famous overture, and Make Our Garden Grow from Candide. Then some really lovely pieces that I kind of discovered. There's a song called Dream With Me from Peter Pan that I've only heard on albums, and it's just glorious. But other things like Simple Song from Mass, which I think every soprano sings when she's studying voice, and just some great rousing numbers from On the Town, such as New York, New York. But we found some cooler pieces too, like Swing from Wonderful Town. It's going to be a great night. I don't think the program will last longer than 90 minutes. And in that 90 minutes, they're going to get about 18 fantastic songs from who I consider our first ambassador of American music, Leonard Bernstein.
When did you first discover Bernstein's music? What was the attraction for you?
I've always been a West Side Story fan, like everyone. And On the Town has always been a favorite of mine. I think in college, where I got to sing some of his classic works as well, and I got to perform in a production of Trouble in Tahiti, and saw the complexity in this music that was so tuneful, but the inner workings of it were working on the level of the other great classical composers I was dealing with at the time, Randall Thompson, Ray Vaughan Williams, Brahms, I mean, all those intricate harmonies and the chromaticism he uses. And his use of rhythm is unrivaled.
Now, is this preseason treat going to be an ongoing thing with Summer Lyric Theater?
I'm hoping. I love the Encore series in New York where they rediscover old musicals and bring them to the stage, pieces that people have long forgotten. I know our audience is ripe for that.
And speaking of seasons, Summer Lyric Theater's 51st is just around the corner. Can you give us a sneak peek?
I'm pleased to announce that we are beginning the season with My Fair Lady, which in a poll amongst our audience members and other musical theater fans was the top vote getter. And then we're bringing Ragtime to the Summer Lyric stage. And that's very exciting for me. It's one of my favorite shows. I think it's one of the best orchestrations of the last 50 years, and the stories are so powerful in it. And then I was lucky enough, I have some friends in New York that had some connections, and we were able to get the rights to Newsies. So we're the first regional theater in this area to be given those rights. And the big surprise of the season is a friend of mine from Austin, Texas. He's currently starring in Hamilton on Broadway, and he's coming down to play Cole House Walker for us in Ragtime. And his name is J. Quentin Johnson, and he plays James Madison and Hercules Mulligan, and he'll be coming in and performing with our local stars. So we're very excited about that.
Wow, that's going to be a big 51st season.
Yeah, it's huge.
Summer Lyric Theater Artistic Director Michael McKelvey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Tonight, tonight, it all began tonight. I saw you and the world went away.
Summer Lyric Theater celebrates Leonard Bernstein's birthday with Bernstein at 100, a preseason concert featuring music from the composer's stage works. Performances are Saturday, June 2nd at 8 p.m. and a matinee Sunday, June 3rd at 2 in Tulane University's Dixon Hall. Summer Lyric Theater's 51st season kicks off June 21st.